This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast. I am your host, Brian Walker, and today I am doing a solo cast, and this podcast is all about the book They Ask You Answer. You hear Kim and I talk about this book all the time, and we believe that this is one of the books that if you read this along with two other books, it's like having an MBA in the topic of auto repair marketing. And the other book would be Building a Story Brand by Donald Miller. And the final book would be my book, The Ultimate Guide to Auto Repair Shop Marketing. And if you are watching this on video, of course, I'm holding these books up for you to see. You can get all of these books on Amazon. You can get all of these books as a physical copy or on Kindle or as an audiobook. So you definitely should check those out. But before I get too far into this, I do want to thank our sponsors, RepairPal, for providing this episode. RepairPal is the key that will unlock more business for your auto repair shop. Find out more at repairpal.com/shops. All right, so this has actually been on my list for a while to do a podcast episode about this book. This book, if you have ever been in one of our classes, then you've heard us talk about it. It is incredibly rare that we don't talk about this book because it is that important. It is something that when you read it, it will completely shift the way that you think about the content that gets created for your business, be that blog posts or videos, podcasts, all of these different things. And the book was written by Marcus Sheridan, and Marcus has an interesting story, and I'm going to start out by telling you some of that story. But the thing that I really want to get across from the beginning is that listening to this podcast is not a substitute for reading the book. This podcast series would be akin to me explaining how an internal combustion engine works by simply telling you the whole suck, squeeze, bang, blow theory. It's technically correct, and it'll give you a very basic idea of how an engine works, but there's just so many more intricacies that you need to know. And my hope is that you'll listen to this podcast and you will decide that you need to get the entire breadth of the content by reading the book. So don't just listen to this and then go try to do the Ask You Answer content, because there is so much more to it. I'm only giving you a tiny piece of it. He gets into the minute details of how to do this. When you read this book, you will need to have a pen and paper beside you, because you're going to have so many ideas for various content pieces that you're going to want to create. So listen to the podcast, but buy the book. If you don't like to read, get the audiobook. If you don't have the time, man, this is going to be harsh, but get over yourself. This is going to sound ridiculous, but this is how important it is to read. And this is one of those books that is that important. I would say that if you cannot find the time to read this book, a cruise that has some sea days, and go on that cruise and enjoy yourself. And on those sea days, read. It is one of the most relaxing things that you'll ever do. It's a great way to read because the worries of the day, your team coming in and talking to you and interrupting you and the client interruptions and all of that, they won't interrupt you from being able to read this and to really get the idea behind it. And I know that I'm saying that and it's far-fetched. Hey, go book a cruise so that you can read this book. But I'm telling you, if you cannot make the time to do it, if you can't get away from the interruptions, that's an amazing way to do it. And your significant other is going to be really happy with you. And then if you can't afford to do something like that, or you can't take the days away, go get a coach. Seriously, because you own a job, not a business. You need to be able to get away and to be able to consume information like this and make yourself better. Take that for what it's worth. But if I haven't already said it, read the book. All right. So who is the most trusted voice in your industry? And by your industry, what I mean is, who is the most trusted voice in auto repair in your town, your geographic area, your sphere of influence? You want that to be you. And in this book, Marcus talks about how this whole idea of They Ask You Answer is the blueprint to become that trusted voice. If you think about our industry, and I'm talking about independent auto repair, The most trusted voice in our industry, I personally think, would be Carm Capriotto. If you're listening to this podcast, I'm sure that you've listened to Carm's podcasts, Remarkable Results Radio, and the whole suite of podcasts that are under that. And Carm has gotten that way because of the guests that he has had on and the many questions that he has asked them and the answers that they are able to give. It is one of the best, if not the best, resources for any shop owner in this industry is this podcast. And when you go to the industry shows, who's there? Carm is there. He's got his podcast set up. They ask him to moderate panels. He's a celebrity when he's walking around. And I have seen so many people come up to that man and thank him for what he has done because they have been able to get all of the information that they need at no cost because of what he has created. And he has easily become the voice of the industry. But how can you become that voice of auto repair in your local community? How can you become the most trusted person in auto repair in that local community? And I believe that this is the way to do it. Let me tell you a little bit of Marcus's story. And of course, you would get this by reading the book, but he goes much deeper into detail about it. But he starts off the book talking about how he was at home and he was checking his bank account. And it was overdrawn, and he wasn't surprised by that at all because it had been overdrawn for weeks. He says in the book, this is the life of a pool guy in 2009. So in 2001, Marcus was asked by two of his friends who owned River Pools and Spas if he would come work for them for a time. And he was between careers at the time, and he was like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. So as he was doing that, when he would meet customers and they would have questions for him, he found that he often did not know the answer to those questions, and he wanted to be able to answer those questions. He wanted to be a true resource to these people. So he started reading up on everything about swimming pools and spas. And before you know it, his business or his friends are asking him these questions because they don't know the answer, but he knows the answer. And it's because he spent so much time learning about the industry. And between 2001 and 2008, everything was great. And I'm skipping a little bit ahead as well. So he had been working for them about 6 months in 2001, had become such a tremendous resource that they asked him if he would become a partner with them. And of course, he accepted that partnership. So between 2001, everything was great. And the thing is during that time, you know how it was. Anybody could get a second mortgage on their home. The whole home financing industry was an absolute disaster. But if you needed money, you could get it. There was nothing to it. If they could sell the person the swimming pool, the person could get the financing and it wouldn't be a problem. But then in 2008, everything changed and people started canceling their swimming pool orders. And he talks about that in detail in the book about how much money they lost in such a short period of time when everything came crashing down in 2008. Before they knew it, River Pools and Spas was facing bankruptcy. And as they were facing bankruptcy, Marcus started looking into what would it look like for them to become a company that had much more of an internet presence. And he started learning about things like blogging and content marketing and inbound marketing and all of the things that were the buzzword of the day. And what's funny is they're still buzzwords today. All of these things are absolutely relevant. The blogging, content marketing, inbound marketing. And in our world of marketing, it may not be such a big discussion anymore, but when we get out into the industry of auto repair, it certainly is. And we might talk more along the lines of video and podcasting and all of that, but that's all that is it's content marketing, it's ML marketing. But what he found was that this new type of marketing at that time was essentially a way to attract people to the business rather than him having to go chase them down. And he kept reading and learning about inbound marketing, and he had a realization that all he really needed to do was start answering people's questions online the same way that he was doing it in person. And this was the birth of the philosophy that he called They Ask You Answer. And Marcus says, you need to become obsessed with what your customer is thinking. He says, when an organization embraces They Ask You Answer, they believe it's their duty to be the teacher, the go-to source within their particular industry, one that's not afraid to answer any and every question the prospective customer may have. For them, It's a moral obligation to provide this level of education, regardless of whether the question is perceived as good, bad, or even ugly. And that's a quote verbatim out of the book. And this idea that they're not afraid to answer any question is something that we're going to talk about some more as we go, because it's super important. Now, right now, as I'm reading the updated and revised version of the book, I've only read the original, and I'm not quite through the end of the book yet, but I read the part that I want to bring to you, and I'm continuing to read the book, but I don't want to, I'm not going to turn it into an audiobook. That's what the book is for. That's what his audiobook is for, you to go purchase it. And it wouldn't be right of me to do that. So I'm going to give you the basic principles if they ask you answer. But again, and I know I sound like a broken record, there's so much more to it when you read the book. And one of the things I'm looking forward to is that some of the new content is around video specifically, and it's about building your website to specifically be a They Ask You Answer website. But one of the things that he's talking about now is how in 2019, 70% of sales are decided on before the person ever walks into a business or speaks to a salesperson. And that's due to the way that they're able to research things on the internet. It wasn't many years ago that number was closer to 20%. But when finances get tough in a business, the most likely place where cuts are made are in marketing. But when a business is looking to build, the first place they invest is in sales. But looking at these statistics, that's just backwards. It doesn't make sense that it would be that way. And the line between sales and marketing has blurred, and it continues to blur. Marcus also talks about who this book works for and who it doesn't work for. He says, there are two types of people in this world, basically those who are people who believe in a new possibility and those who are set in their ways. So if you go into this with an idea that this won't work for you, or it won't work because your business is different, then you've already dictated the outcome. There's no point in reading the book. There's no point in even listening to the rest of this podcast. You might as well just shut it off. But if you go into it with the idea that maybe there's a different way that can change everything, then once again, you've already dictated the outcome. You need to read the book and go all in, because it is going to change your business in ways that you never thought were possible if you really embrace the Ask You Answer. All right, so getting back to the story. Marcus and his business partners, they got together brainstorming every question they've been asked over the last 9 years by their clients. And I want you to remember, they were facing bankruptcy. Everything was falling apart in their business at the time that they were doing this. And it was like a last ditch effort. They saw this idea that he had, and they were like, okay, we can buy into this. Let's see what we can do. And in one evening, they sat down and they came up with over 100 questions, and they divided them up and started writing blog posts and making videos that would live on their website and on YouTube. Now, keep in mind, they weren't creating one or two sentence answers that would live in an FAQ on the website. They were giving detailed, unbiased answers to questions that have been asked to them over and over again. They were specialists in fiberglass swimming pools, so they often found themselves answering questions about gunite pools and pools with liners. And they knew there was a specific type of client for each type of pool. They weren't trying to sway people towards buying their pools. They were just answering the questions truthfully and as accurately as possible. They were being a real resource for the clients or for the visitors to their website. And that's how you build trust. It's important to answer all of the questions that people have, even the ones you might want to sweep under the rug, because every industry has its problems. And the worst thing that you can do is hide from those problems. And he gives an example in the book. He talks about CarMax. And CarMax is a pretty incredible company. But he talks about how they faced the problems of the used car industry head on. And you know that industry has some problems. So the first thing that they did was they admitted there's a problem. The next thing they did was ask, what would it take to win back the trust of the consumer? And that's a big deal. You think about what people think of used car salesmen. So how do you win back the trust of the consumer? It's not that far from the way that people think about auto repair. So how do we win back the trust of the consumer? One of the things that CarMax did was they came up with no-haggle pricing, because it was shown that people did not like dealing with salespeople. Another thing they did was they offered a 5-day money-back guarantee to combat the idea of buyer's remorse. Next thing they did was they showed people the entire inspection process of what had to happen to a car before it made it onto the lot at CarMax. And when they did this, the used car industry looked at them like they were crazy. They're like, there's no way. The idea of not haggling for pricing, the idea of a five-day money-back guarantee, and there's more. There's pages of the book that are dedicated to this, and it's pretty incredible what CarMax did. What does that mean for you? Take a moment to brainstorm every reason that someone could come up with to not do business with you. Why is it that someone is apprehensive about bringing their car to the auto repair shop? And this is not going to be hard to do. There are a lot of things that you'll find with the auto repair industry and the way that people perceive the auto repair industry. I'm not talking about what's fact and what's fiction. I'm talking about what is the consumer's perception, because that's what you have to answer. That's what you have to overcome, is their perception. We know that a lot of the myths about auto repair that are out there are not factual. We know that the people who are involved in this industry at the level that we're involved with it are amazing, honest people. We also know that there are some people in this industry that are absolute crooks, and people do, in many cases, have a good reason to be concerned when they bring their car into the shop. But how can you, in your business, find a way to address or even eliminate those problems, those concerns that people have? Because CarMax, they didn't just address these issues. They eliminated these issues for their clients, and they changed their entire industry when they did it. So now you know this, the idea of they ask you answer, and you have the very basic idea of how Marcus Sheridan founded this idea. And in the book, he will tell you like how it saved River Pools and Spas, because they didn't have to go bankrupt. They did not go bankrupt. Like, this saved the business. And he talks about how it did it. And it's a pretty amazing story. But at the core of they ask you answer is what he calls the big five. So after about 6 months of them producing content, Marcus digs into his website analytics and to see what was working and what wasn't. And he found that there were five basic types of content that were moving the needle the most. And those were pricing and costs, problems, versus and comparisons, reviews, and best in class. And what he found was these are the five types of content that consumers research before they make a purchase, a buying decision. Now, I've read They Ask You Answer multiple times, but it's been a long time. And as I'm reading, I'm realizing I create a lot of content, y'all. It's not just this podcast. You go to my website and you start reading blogs. You go to our YouTube channel and you start watching the YouTube videos. We create a lot of content. And in the back of my mind, I'm always thinking I'm creating this They Ask You Answer content. But what I'm finding is that from a They Ask You Answer perspective, I've been doing it wrong. And I'm missing out on a lot of opportunities because I'm not following the big five for creating content. And this book it's challenging me. And it has me thinking about creating some content that I'm not super excited about creating. And I'll explain more when I get there. And we're going to jump right into one of the first ones. And that's the idea of pricing and cost. So I want you to think about something. Would you be willing to address pricing on your website? And that's one of the things that Marcus talks about in this book. He talks about one single article that made them $6 million in sales. In his business, they were using HubSpot for their website, which is an amazing tool. Very expensive tool, but it's an amazing tool. I don't think it would be very practical for an auto repair shop to use it. It's going to be more for big ticket items, because you're not going to track every single one of your auto repair clients through this. If you really wanted to get into the weeds, you could do it though. But through HubSpot, he was able to tell that this one article led to $6 million in sales. And none of his competitors had ever broached the topic, pricing. And what he did was he addressed all of the issues that impact price, because he couldn't really get on the website and be like, it's this much for a swimming pool. Because there are so many things. Where's the house located? How close is the house to the house next to it? Are they going to have to use a crane to lift the swimming pool over the house? And is the house in an area that has a lot of rock in the ground and they're going to have to do like heavy excavation and all of that? So you can't just say it's this much for a swimming pool. Now, I'm actually in Louisiana and I'm going on a rabbit trail here, but I see Facebook ads all the time for swimming pool companies, and it'll just be this, it'll show the swimming pool and it's $59,000. In Louisiana, it's a lot easier because we're flat. The ground is pretty soft, easy to dig in and everything. But there's still a lot of things that they have to adjust the price for. But he couldn't just give them exact prices on the website. In the end, this article basically left the consumer or the reader with, It depends. And you're going to find that a lot in the auto repair industry also, that you can't just give a price. It depends. But because he answered the question the best that he could, it drove a ton of traffic and it ended up driving a ton of business to River Pools and Spas. In an auto repair shop, just like in the pool industry, there's so many different aspects to what could affect price. And there's so many different repairs that need to be done. You're not going to just put a price list on your website of all the things that you could do. That's ridiculous and it's not feasible at all. It'd be nearly impossible to give prices for everything. But that being said, you can talk about things that impact pricing. You could talk about diagnostic fees and why you charge them. You could talk about shop supplies, for example, if you charge for shop supplies. You could talk about things like rust and broken bolts and oil leaks that have created a complete mess of the undercarriage of the car, making it difficult to work on. You could be the real brave one and talk about why you don't compete with the prices of parts that people find online. And it's actually a pretty easy discussion, but you could do it. If you really sat down and thought about it, you could probably come up with 100 different pieces of content that you could create that were around pricing in some way or another. I have it on my agenda in our upcoming EOS meeting that's next week to discuss putting pricing on our website. It would be easy for us because we have packages and not a lot of them. There's just a handful of packages and the package, like the price is what the price is. But we want to talk to people so we can express the value because we are the most expensive that I know of in our space. So our prospects, they need to also understand that we're the best at what we do and they need to understand the different reasons why we are the most expensive, like the fact that all of the content that we create is custom just for our clients rather than created and shared among hundreds of shops. The fact that we build no trust content, which requires a lot of communication with the clients and really understanding what's happening so that we can create content that gets people to know and trust you. The amount of time that we spend on each client is insane, but there's still a fear to putting this on our website, but I'm pretty sure we're going to do it and we're going to test it and see how this happens. So I'm curious, if you're listening to this, would you want to see us put pricing on our website? And what are the things that we would need to do along with that pricing to help convince you that we're the right marketing company for you, or that we're not the right marketing company for you? But it can't just be about price, because if all we do is throw the number out there, then that could scare people off. So I'm interested. Email me. Call me out on this. Challenge me on this. podcast@shopmarketingpros.com. Tell me what you think. I love talking about sponsors of the podcast who have already worked with and who have used before. So today, I'm super excited to talk to you about RepairPal, which, if you didn't know, will introduce your shop to new customers through RepairPal.com, the largest site for auto repair, and through the recommendation of their partners like USAA, CarMax, and Consumer Reports. Our shop was in RepairPal's certified network, and it was great for getting new customers who were looking for more than just oil changes. The average RepairPal customer spends over $600 on their first visit. I loved it, especially because we all know that consumers still mistrust repair shops. But the millions of customers that visit RepairPal.com monthly, they trust RepairPal certified shops for their high quality and great service. And there's no fear about being overcharged, so we were able to just focus on the repair. I highly recommend you check them out. It's the way to grow your business. Go to RepairPal.com/shops, get 1 month of service free, and save $150 off certification. Big five, topic number two would be problems. When people buy, they worry much more about what could go wrong than they think about what could go right. And I think about my own buying habits. When I buy something on Amazon, for example, the first thing I do is I go right to the reviews and then I go click on the one star so I can read the one star reviews because I want to know what kind of problems are people having with that product. And I'll often read some stuff and be like, you know what? I'm not buying this one. And I'll move on to another product. So what are the common problems in auto repair? What makes people apprehensive about going to the auto repair shop? Some examples might be, you know, the age-old question, why is it that every time I bring my car into the shop, I get a big list of problems that need to be fixed? It's an easy answer, y'all, but not a lot of people are broaching this topic on their website. Not a lot of people are creating content around this. Usually when they do, they create it with an attitude. They make a video and they don't show themselves in the best light where they're out there being very defensive. How about this one? Does an independent shop have the same capabilities fixing my car that a dealership does? Or how about this one? Why won't you allow me to bring my own parts? And I know that drives you nuts. You probably had a little twinge in your face as soon as I said it. But what would happen if you addressed this from the consumer's point of view instead of being defensive? What if you showed a little empathy? Because we know that you can't do that. We know you can't install customer supplied parts. There's so many issues with this. Even beyond just the fact that you need to be profitable, there's so many issues with this. But the client doesn't know that. The consumer does not understand that. But if you explain it to them with some empathy, without being defensive, and without making them feel like an idiot when you explain it, then you might actually win them over. How much more would people trust you if you didn't try to hide the problems in your industry, but you met them at the door with them? Because it's a big deal. In our case, I might talk about things like, what are the negatives of having a website from Shop Marketing Pros that we build in WordPress, the most popular content management system in the world? But comparing it to something like a Kukui website where the CRM is so interconnected with the website, and was truly honest about that. Because the truth is, there are some reasons why you might want that. And to the people who want that, they're not a good fit customer for us because they're not going to be happy with what we create. But to the people who that doesn't matter, I can show them the benefits of having one of our websites. There's not a thing in the world wrong with either one, but certain people have certain needs. And showing them, like just addressing this up front and being real about it, can really build a lot of trust. All right, big five, topic number three would be versus and comparisons. So how often when you make a purchase are you considering multiple different options? My gosh, how many times have I seen in some of the shop owner Facebook groups, should I buy a rotary lift or a Challenger lift? Or is the Atlas lift good enough? And people want the professional's opinion of why they might do each, but they truly want that unbiased opinion. I'll give you an example right now. So we're RVers. You probably know that if you've been listening for a while. And we have a motorhome. We have a 2020 Dynamax Iseta 5 36DS. And that is it's a Super C motorhome built on a Ram 5500 chassis. And I love it. I absolutely love it. The problem with it is that for any of the recalls or warranty work, because it's on the Ram chassis, very few Ram dealerships have the capability of working on something that big. Matter of fact, next week we're leaving and we're going to the Mars conference in Ogden, Utah. And you'll be listening to this a few weeks later. But matter of fact, by the time that you listen to this, I will have already had all these recalls done. But on the way back, we're stopping in New Braunfels, Texas at Blue Bonnet Ram. And it's because they are one of the few Ram dealerships in the country that has a service department that can handle an RV. It can be a problem when you're on the road and you have some kind of work that needs to be done and it's covered under warranty, but nobody can do it for you because they can't handle a vehicle that big. So Dynamax also makes another RV called the Europa. And the Europa is basically the same RV, but it's on a Freightliner chassis instead. I can get that worked on at any Freightliner shop because they don't care how big it is and they don't care what's behind the cab. All they care about is that it's a Freightliner and they can take care of it. So I've been doing a lot of comparison videos, and there's a lot of gives and takes with that. I love the way my Ram 5500 drives. It gets pretty decent fuel mileage for what it is too, whereas the Europa, I'm going to drop a couple of miles per gallon. So anyway, I ramble. That's what I do. Sorry. But my point is that I'm looking for comparisons, and I'm able to find the comparisons online because people know that they had that problem. They didn't know which one of these should I buy. So they go look at them and then they create a comparison video or a comparison article. And someone out there who has created an incredible channel is Matt's RV Reviews. And he has created an empire based off of this kind of stuff. The internet's full of these comparison articles because people search for these comparisons every day. They know they're looking for them. You should know that people are looking for these comparison articles. And you need to think about what are they searching for when they're looking for auto repair. Maybe they're looking for a comparison between bringing their car to an independent shop versus a dealer. Maybe they're comparing synthetic oil versus conventional oil. How many times do you answer that question a day? Their oil change done at a quick lube versus a full service shop. Parts, OE versus OEM versus aftermarket. Oil, Valvoline versus Castrol. Tires, Michelin versus Hankook. There's so many comparisons that you can do that you are qualified to make that comparison. But the big thing you have to remember is that your job is not to sway people. Your job is to educate people and be willing to lose a wrong fit client to another option. You don't want wrong fit clients. They drain you. They cost you money. They kill your culture. Let them go to the place that is the best fit for them and don't look back. So when you do these comparison articles, like I say, don't try to get somebody to come to your shop. Just put the information out there and be 100% honest about it. Be completely unbiased about it and let them make the decision. So Marcus did a comparison article on fiberglass pools versus concrete or gunite pools versus vinyl liner pools. The only thing they sold was fiberglass pools. So you would think, oh, he should want to sway them towards a fiberglass pool. But he knows if he sells someone a fiberglass pool and what they really needed was a gunite pool, they're not going to be happy. And if they're not happy, then they're going to go leave a bad review. They're not going to talk great about them to their friends and all of that. He writes this article from a standpoint of complete neutrality, just the facts, ma'am. That's it. And in the beginning of the article, he acknowledged the fact that River Pools and Spas only sells fiberglass pools. He told them very early in the article that fiberglass may not be the best option for them. He told them all the pros and cons of the different types of pools without any bias, and he built trust when he did that. And I'm thinking about creating articles, podcasts, and videos about things like do-it-yourself marketing versus professional marketers versus working with like freelancers versus working with CMO companies like Turnkey or Overdrive. I'm going to probably do one. And I say probably, I'm going to do these things, or they're going to get put into my list of content. Is it going to be something that happens next month or next year? Because there's a lot. But I'm going to do one on working with a local marketer, like a local marketing company versus a specialty marketing company. Because like we used to be a local marketing company. Before we were Shop Marketing Pros, we were Five Stones Media. And we did marketing for all of these different types of businesses in the area, but we didn't have the specialty knowledge. But we're a specialty marketing company and we don't have the local knowledge that they have. So there's benefits to both, and have that article and really talk about the pros and cons of both of them so that people can make an informed decision. The decision they make, it's not going to be wrong either way. They need to look at what is most important to them and then make a decision based off of that. These are content pieces that I'm going to create. What are you going to create? All right, big five, topic number four, reviews. And when we talk about reviews, people first tend to think about like the reviews that people leave you on Google or Yelp or Facebook or something. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about the reviews where you give a professional review of a product or a service. And for example, you might do a review on Akebono brake pads. And when you do something like that, you want to give a thorough review. You want to give an honest review. You want to give an unbiased review. So even if you make the most profit on Akebono brake pads, or maybe you make the least profit on Akebono brake pads, but you're the best, you tell the entire story. And Marcus talks about the critical need for unbiased content. This world needs unbiased content. That's why we can't even make decisions on who we're voting for, because all of the content that's coming at us it's lies. It's propaganda. There is a critical need for unbiased content. Maybe you're a BG shop, like you sell BG products, and you decide to do a review on some Wins products. You could do a comparison, comparing the two products. And even if you're the BG shop and you find that one of Wins products works better, you tell the whole story. An easy one is like one of our clients, Darren Barney, who was just on the podcast a few episodes ago. He owns an off-road shop and they install lift kits. And when you do stuff like that, it's so easy because you can do all these comparisons between the different types of lift kits, and you can do reviews on the lift kits. There's a lot that you can do in your business. You could review the parts from the various parts suppliers or manufacturers. Maybe you review Delco versus Bosch or something like that. Or you compare, this would be a fun one, like OE to Dorman. Or how about this one? Okay, this one's going to throw you a little bit. The best hamburger in your hometown. And you could do this as a comparison. You could do a review of a new restaurant. And there's benefit to this. Even though your business has nothing to do with food, what your business does have to do with is your local community. So when you start creating content, like local content, I tell people all the time, write that blog post in your shop one day, order wings from all the places in your community that sells wings within reason, from four or five different places. And then as a shop, and you video this and everything, you like get people eating these things and talking about which ones are the best. And it's great content because a lot of people will watch that. like a lot of people will watch that content. They'll watch that content before they watch content about you have showing them how to replace their wiper blades. And it creates this content that's like hyper local because you're talking about restaurants in your area and Google loves that kind of stuff. So creating reviews, it establishes you, it establishes your team, it establishes your shop as an expert. All right, big five, topic number six would be best in class. And this is a fun one. This is one that it might get to you even a little bit more than the pricing one does. You're going to think I'm crazy. You read this book, you're going to think Marcus is crazy. I know you are. But what if you were told to write an article about who the best auto repair shops are in your community? I'm talking about your competitors, because that's exactly what Marcus tells you to do in this. You could start reading websites and I'll have a heading on a page that talks about the best auto repair in Kansas City, because you think that when somebody goes and searches for best auto repair shop in Kansas City, that because those words are on your website, they are going to make you rank. It's like the whole near me thing. I had that discussion earlier today. You don't need to put the words near me on your website because Google's smarter than that. They know it's not a keyword. They know it's a context word. Same thing with best. Best is not a keyword. Best is a context word. So writing that you're the best auto repair shop in your town is not going to help you rank when somebody searches for the best auto repair shop in your town. What will help you rank, though, is if you write an article, an actual article about the best auto repair shops in your town. And look, you stick to the facts with this. You don't get into opinions. Like in my case, all right, I'm going to do this in the marketing space. And there are some other marketing companies in the space that are really, I respect. One of those is Shop Dog Marketing, Dan Vance. Great guy. I think he does a great job for his clients. Lyft Auto Repair Marketing, Kelsey. I think his last name is pronounced Utram. Another great company. Leads Near Me. I think they're good. I don't know a whole lot about them, but I've actually had a client that left me and went to them and he seems happy with them. That happens in this industry. And then I would close out that article talking about my company and how we'd love to be considered if you're looking for an auto repair or for a auto repair marketing company. I talk about competitors all the time. I was just in the auto shop owners hangout the other day and somebody was talking about actually one of the ones that I just mentioned. And they've been with them for a couple of months and they weren't real happy with how their Google ads were performing. There was a couple of things there. Number one, you haven't been with them long enough for them to really get the ads optimized. But number two, January and February just suck sometimes. And I hate saying that because I never like to accept that there's just a bad month, but there are months that are tougher than other months. And especially February was a very tough one. And I knew that. And I went in there and I told them, don't switch from them. You need to give them a couple of more months and get them into a time of year where they can actually win, but also give them enough time that they've actually got the ads optimized. And man, collaboration and support and sticking up for the other people in your industry, it looks a whole lot better on you than bad mouthing, because a lot of people will take advantage of a situation like that and talk bad about their competition. And man, when I hear somebody doing that, I immediately I lose so much respect for them. I have nothing for them at that point. I'll probably never do business with them if they badmouth their competitors. Now, if they just stick to the facts and tell me this is how we do things, this is how these people do things, I'm okay with that. Be factual. There is an opportunity there to talk good about your competition. And when you do that, it shows confidence. It shows confidence in your team. It shows confidence in the product, in your case, auto repair. And people are attracted to confidence. So don't be afraid to do this. Like I said, don't go bad-mouthing people on your website. Pick the good ones and talk about them. Don't talk about the bad ones and stick to the facts. Don't give opinions. But what else could you do best in class? Tires. And it doesn't have to be the best brand of tires. It could be the best model of tire within a brand given certain situations. The best brands of synthetic oil, the best body shops in your area, because you know what? As an auto repair shop, you get to see the aftermath of these things, because a lot of times they're sending you the mechanical repairs to be done. So you know who the best body shops are. There's no reason not to. It's not costing you anything to do it. You don't do body work. That's a great one. Same as like the whole hamburger thing. The best pizza is rated by your team or whatever. It's best in class. You're comparing multiple things and saying, this is the one that we believe to be the best, or you're ranking things, or you're not even ranking them. You're just saying these are the best and you're throwing four or five of them up there without saying one is better than the other. You're just saying these, in our opinion, are the best. That ends out the discussion of the big five. Other benefits to creating the Ask You Answer content. One of the biggest is that you answer the same question over and over. And you type, your service advisors are typing this stuff out in emails. You're typing this stuff out in emails. It takes you a lot of time. If instead of just typing it out in an email, you create it as a blog on your website. And look, let me address that too. If you're working with a marketing company, you can copy them on that email. Send them a follow-up email and say, take that response that I just sent to that client and turn it into a blog post for me. And they'll do it. We'll do it. That's what we do for our clients is stuff like that. And then the next time somebody asks you that question, you just go grab the link and drop it to them and say, hey, we wrote a blog post about this. Go check it out. Or, hey, we made a video and send them the link to the video on the YouTube channel. That's an amazing way to do it. And the other thing, another benefit to creating this, the Ask You Answer content is that, as Marcus says in his book, content never sleeps. Content works for you 24/7, 365. It doesn't matter if it's 2 a.m. on Christmas Day. If somebody is searching, your content will work for you. So content never sleeps. All right. I've made the point a bunch of times. Don't just stop at this podcast. You need to go pick up the book. You need to read this book. There's a lot. What I have talked about so far is one third of the way through the book. This book has 67 short chapters. All the chapters are like 3, 4, 5 pages. So you can easily read a chapter a day and take 2.5 months to read the book, take you 5 minutes a day. But some of the other things that are covered in the book are how to create the perfect The Ask You Answer website. It goes into stuff like how to set up your homepage for The Ask You Answer and like all kinds of stuff. There's a lot of information about that. How to use The Ask You Answer in sales. And yes, your service advisors are in sales. And I know that some of you hate the word sales and would much rather call it client advocacy or whatever. It's the same thing. There might be a different thought process from your end behind it. There, you may do it differently than other people do it, but you can use the Ask You Answer in sales or client advocacy. He talks about how you come up with these questions that you're answering, which it's pretty easy. People are asking you the questions, but there's also a theory behind how you collect this information that he talks about. He talks about, can you just hire an agency to do this for you? And we're an agency. We love when our clients collaborate with us. You can, but you have to be collaborative. Like you've got to collaborate to be able to have really good The Ask You Answer content, because this stuff is about building trust. You don't want something that someone else is creating for you that doesn't have your thought leadership in it. And then the last thing I want to talk about is, and I'm reiterating here, but when you do The Ask You Answer content, you need to be willing to be radically truthful. Like you're not out here trying to sway people to just go with you. You need to be radically truthful and help people to make the right decision for them. So this is an amazing book, y'all. I'm telling you, it will completely shift the way that you think about marketing. And we've been recommending it for years, like probably 10 years now, we've been recommending this book to people from before we were even auto repair specialists. And we see the people who embrace it and the impact that it has on their business. And it's just incredible. So go pick up this book, Amazon. Like I said, you can get a physical book, all three of those books that I mentioned. You can get a physical copy, you can get a Kindle, you can get a audiobook. And when you're reading, make sure you got a pen and a paper beside you. So I want to thank you for listening. We're just one of a handful of podcasts on the Aftermarket Radio Network. Guys, there's a lot of great information. Talked about Carm's podcast, Remarkable Results Radio, as part of Aftermarket Radio Network. It's the mothership. But between all of these podcasts that are on here, it's a wealth of information. You want to know about accounting? It's there. You want to know about the technician's point of view? It's there. You want to hear from a coach? It's there. Like all of this information is there, and all you have to do is go listen to it. AftermarketRadioNetwork.com. Thank you to our sponsors, RepairPal. Without them, we could not do this. And I hope that you'll listen in again next week. Until then, as I always say, go fill those bays.
You've been listening to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Kim and Brian Walker. Follow the podcast on your favorite listening app. Find their emails in the show notes and visit them at shopmarketingpros.com. Let Kim and Brian know what you want discussed, because they're all about advancing the aftermarket.